Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the ninth day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, "Eat Right." Once again, our topic today says, "Eat Right." Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28 from our manual, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Proverbs chapter 30 to chapter 31. And our memory verse is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17, which says, "Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness." Our Bible reading is taken from Leviticus chapter 11 from verse 1 to 42. Leviticus chapter 11 from verse 1 to 42. From verse 1 it reads, "The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, say to the Israelites, of all the animals that live on land, these are the ones you may eat. You may eat any animal that has a divided hoof and that chews the cord. There are some that only chew the cord, or only have a divided hoof, but you must not eat them. The camel, though it chews the cord, does not have a divided hoof. It is ceremonially unclean for you. The ox, though it chews the cord, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. The rabbit, though it chews the cord, does not have a divided hoof. It is unclean for you. And the pig, though it has a divided hoof, does not chew the cord. It is unclean for you. You must not eat their meat or touch their carcasses. They are unclean for you. Of all the creatures living in the water of the seas and the streams, you may eat any that have fins and scales. But all creatures in the sea or streams that do not have fins and scales, whether among all the swarming things or among all the other living creatures in the water, you are to regard as unclean. And since you are to regard them as unclean, you must not eat their meat. You must regard their carcasses as unclean. Anything living in the water that does not have fins or scales is to be regarded unclean. These are the birds you are to regard as unclean and not eat because they are unclean: the eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, any kind of black kite, any kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl and the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron, the hoopoe, and the bats, all flying insects that walk on all four legs, are to be regarded as unclean by you. There are, however, some flying insects that walk on all four legs that you may eat. Those that have joint legs for hopping on the ground. Of this, you may eat any kind of locust, katydid, crickets, or grasshoppers. But all other flying insects that have four legs, you are to regard as unclean. You will make yourselves unclean by this. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean till evening. Whoever picks up one of their carcasses must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Every animal that does not have a divided hoof, that does not chew the cord, is unclean for you. Whoever touches the carcasses of any of them will be unclean. Of all the animals that walk on all fours, those that walk on their paws are unclean for you. Whoever touches their carcasses will be unclean till evening. Anyone who picks up their carcasses must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. These animals are unclean for you. Of the animals that move along the ground, these are unclean for you. The whistle, the rats, any kind of great lizard, the gecko, the monitor lizard, the wall lizard, the skink, the chameleon, of all those that move along the ground, these are unclean for you. Whoever touches them, and when they are dead, will be unclean till evening. When one of them dies and falls on something, that article, whatever is used, will be unclean, whether it is made of wood, cloth, hide, or sackcloth. Put it in water, it will be unclean till evening, and then it will be clean. If one of them falls into a clay pot, everything in it will be unclean, and you must break the pot. Any food you are allowed to eat that has come into contact with water from any such pot is unclean, and any liquid that is drunk from such a pot is unclean. Anything that one of their carcasses falls on becomes unclean. An oven or cooking pot must be broken up. They are unclean, and you are to regard them as unclean. A spring, however, or a cistern for collecting water remains clean, but anyone who touches one of these carcasses is unclean. If a carcass falls on any seed that has to be planted, they remain clean. But if water has been put on the seed and a carcass falls on it, it is unclean for you. If an animal that you are allowed to eat dies, anyone who touches its carcass will be unclean till evening. Anyone who eats some of its carcass must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Anyone who picks up the carcass must wash their clothes, and they will be unclean till evening. Every creature that moves along the ground is to be regarded as unclean. It is not to be eaten. You are not to eat any creature that moves along the ground, whether it moves on its belly, or walks on all fours, or on many feet. It is unclean. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, eat right. Our manual today reads, the primary reason people eat is for them to be healthy and have strength to do the things they need to do. This means that any food the person eats that weakens or shortens his or her life is not good for the fellow. In today's Bible reading, God gave the Israelites instructions on what to eat and what not to eat. Modern day scientists have discovered that the food God allowed them to eat are good for our health, while the ones he said they shouldn't eat are bad for our health. I believe this has contributed to their unusual strength and vigor in the wilderness, like we see in Psalm 105 verse 37. God cares about your health. He doesn't want you falling sick all the time, because sickness doesn't glorify him. Don't eat junk foods that endanger your health, then run to God to seek healing when the doctor's report comes out. You should glorify him with your body by eating only food that will keep you healthy. Nowadays, many crops are grown and preserved with chemicals. This is why you should have your own garden and grow some of your own food if you have the opportunity to do so. When people contract diseases, they hardly trace them to the food they eat. However, some of the foods they eat are silent killers. As good and important as food is, it can also make a fellow weak spiritually and physically. When you see people who have become obese because they eat whatever they like, whenever they like, you will notice that they are usually weak. If you notice that getting up from a seat takes longer and requires more effort than it should, you should check your diet. Besides checking what you eat, It is also important to check what you eat. You cannot eat food late in the night and expect to wake up in the middle of the night to pray. Those who eat for strength don't just eat anything. They eat what will make them strong. Fruit and vegetables will provide you with strength. Therefore, you should eat a lot of them. Also, avoid eating excessive sugary food, as too much sugar, like any other thing, is harmful. Beloved, God needs you to be fit and healthy so you can express His glory on earth and fulfill your destiny in Him. Glorify Him with your body. Eat right. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, be mindful of what you eat, when and how you eat. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download for Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows any time of the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.